And coming up next, another episode of Spotlight, brought to you by Toke Talk Radio, featuring Max from 757 Cultivations.
Hey guys, the show's about to start. Sit back, relax, take a hit, and enjoy.
Bitch, shut the fuck up. My bitch, I'm stuck. I ain't honest, but I get the box, yeah.
All the one right in the chest, bit dog. Pull the white walls, no flex involved.
Toke Talk Radio with Mountain Man and the Wizard. The Wizard and 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 the Wizard.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Spotlight, brought to you by Toke Talk Radio with your favorite host, Mountain Man
and the Wizard. What's up, guys? So we got a local guest tonight on our show. He is about 3 years experience growing cannabis. He's actually had a couple sponsored grows, up to like six different sponsors, including Trim Bag, Super Green Lab, and AC Infinity. So we're going to give a round of applause to Max from 757 Cultivation.
What's up, everyone?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for definitely having me here. This shit's fucking sick.
Oh, yeah. So, like, just tell everybody about yourself real quick. Do, like, a little spiel about yourself.
It's okay. We'll bleep it out.
It's okay. Just bleep it out.
We have a good editor.
Fuck.
It's just going to be bleep the whole time, bro. Bleep, bleep,
bleep. That's funny.
Love it.
So, we got to restart it now?
No, you're good.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Keep rolling.
What was the question again?
Just tell us about yourself.
Oh, so
you and your brand.
Yeah, so my name is Max from 757 Cultivations. And I got an Instagram page I started back in May 2nd of last year. I believe I have like 5,000 followers. I'm not too accurate on that number. Let's see here. I grow cannabis and I enjoy it, man. I enjoy the plant. I love that, you know, we went... As far as for cultivating wise, you know, it's on a small side, but, you know, it's still good that we're able to still grow. So oh, yeah. I'm happy about that.
Well, just the education and the, like, stuff that you've been sharing with the community alone has been absolutely amazing. I've heard nothing but great things about you.
Oh, yeah,
I'm really excited
that.
To have you on the show and stuff. I hope we can really dive into some great topics, man, because I know
there's
a million and one questions written down in Wiz's book over there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then real quick, the smoke of the show was actually gifted to us by 757 Cultivation. It was some Forbidden Runts.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you.
So it's,
yeah, from 24 Fast Buds.
Okay. Yeah,
it took us probably 30 times to record the fucking beginning of this show.
Awesome. It came out. We're lit out here.
Definitely.
You know, they wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
Right. I feel it. And I know before we started recording, you told us a little story about your Instagram page. You only started it to save your photos, right?
Yeah, I only started my bag got hit the lips with the chapstick. But yeah, I started the page, just to share, just to save my photos, man. It wasn't nothing to do, because I didn't want to put all those photos on my phone and shit. And then it ended up, people started finding it, and it's cool. And then I started getting messages on help, you know, asking me for help. It was pretty sick, so I just took off from there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from seeing the photos myself, it's not hard to imagine why people ask you for help.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. So I have to ask you, best grow, what strain?
Best grow, it would have to be the Blue Dream.
Blue Dream?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Did you get it tested?
Actually, no.
Okay.
But the only reason why I say that is because it was grown in a trash can.
Okay.
So, really? Yeah, a brew bucket.
That's 42, awesome.
40-gallon brew bucket. Shh.
Yeah. Nice.
It was like a space bucket idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How tall did it get?
Man, it was like really short. I think I got about what the yield was, ounce and a half, 2 ounces.
Really? Oh, that ain't bad.
It still wasn't bad.
Amazing.
It still wasn't bad.
Yeah.
All right. So, most complicated grow.
Oh man, it would have to be, my recent harvest would be the, orange kush cake from Golden Ticket Seed Bank, and then White Widow from Seedsman that took like 17 years to get. So yeah, I went on vacation for a little bit. I had a buddy of mine watch over them, and then they ended up getting sick. So I came back. They were just horrible.
What got sick? The White Widow?
The plant. Well, it's because
okay.
It's like he was
so funny off. Story. We had a personal grow under Virginia law, by the way.
This guy.
He went on vacation, and both of our... Well, it started off with the blueberry.
No, it started off with the banana.
We had...
Banana got the widows sick.
And we had two widows, and the widows got sick.
But that blueberry was a strong mofo.
Oof.
Like, it held out for a minute. Like,
but they caught root rot. It was ridiculous.
Oh, man. Yeah, so what happened with mine...
Under the medium.
Yeah, what happened with mine was that, like, I ended up... Like, he got the... was it the end? The printer, I printed him out some instructions and it got wet. So then from there, you know, it just went to shit, the grow. So yeah, the grow went to shit.
Yeah.
So when I came back, there was so much deficiencies from nitrogen to calcium. I was so messed up. I just had to rebuild it. It was so much new growth.
I believe I same remember seeing that on the page. No bullshit.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I literally went out of town for 3 days and my plant got sick, came back. I don't really remember.
Yeah, because like when it...
Biscotti too later.
It's always like, it's, you know, and it's none of his fault. You know, that's all good. You know, I can't expect him to, you know, do that. So, but I was actually... That should have been harvested. When was it should have been harvested in September?
Yeah,
I didn't harvest it till February.
Damn,
because that's how much surgery I had to do. So I didn't want to like fuck it, throw it away. And you know, I just decided, hey, let me go ahead and show everybody on. Hey, not everything is perfect. And then you know, like a lot of people out here, there are certain people who just post perfect photos, you know, on Instagram and you know, social media, you know. But I mean, I'm here to like, not every grow is like amazing. So if someone says that, they're like,
dude, I've seen some pretty wild, what people would consider deficiencies on plants that make them look absolutely beautiful. There was this one grow that I saw where the leaves, when they were like starting to lose their nutrients as it transfers more into the flower than it does the leaf. I know that that's not always the case. There's some grows where that doesn't always happen, like hydroponics, correct?
Correct, yeah.
It doesn't always have to happen. Yeah. But anyways, this dirt grow, it like when they started losing their nutrients, they started getting like fall colors, like yellows and reds.
Those are beautiful to me.
Yeah, and it was, oh my God, it was gorgeous. It looked like the fall leaves of like... maple trees and stuff like that up in New York, dude. Yeah, that's what it
definitely,
reminded
yeah,
me of.
Yeah, definitely. I love like, you know, certain aspects of color on the plant, you know, when it's sick. I don't know. It's just, I'm on the same boat as you, so.
I feel, I don't know. There's a lot of things that I guess that you could be, that could be considered deficiencies or things done wrong, if you will, that add like a really cool factor to the plants. Like the purple in buds is from the plant being too cold.
Right? Yeah, too cold.
So technically, that's something almost incorrectly done about the plant, no? Or is it?
No, not really. I guess it depends on the grower, you know? It depends on the person, too, you know? Like, you know, some people would say...
What I'm saying is it's an effector, something that people are trying to achieve, whereas before it was something that was probably saw as like, not good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
After all that. So, I actually was going to talk to you about, concentrate. I know that stuff's good, ain't it?
I appreciate that.
The stuff is really good. But, like, concentrates, what's your take on that form of harvesting?
I press my own stuff. So, I have a Nug Smasher Mini. Gotcha. So I love it. It's cool.
So no additives at all.
Nah, that's just straight flour. So I grow my own and I just press my own concentrate.
Feel it.
And then like when I make my like infused oils and stuff, I go ahead and just make it from straight from my stuff.
That's awesome. Mm.
It's really cool.
Saves me a lot of money.
I feel it. Personal consumption.
I know, right?
I would love to be able to get an entire grow through at my house. Oh my God. I would love it.
Yeah.
But it was just that with everything going on, man, been so busy. It's like to be able to have the time. I don't know. Is there anything that you could recommend for someone that might have a busy lifestyle and want to try and grow like at the same time? Is there anything like what medium, what solution would you use to not maybe have a plant that needs to be checked on 3 times a day, maybe just once a day, or once every other day?
To be honest with you, like, you know, one grow, you know, you just want to grow one plant. I mean, everybody just one. Like me, when I first started, I just started growing 1 to 2, mm-hmm. you know, just keep it at a minimum. If you don't have much space, just utilize something else. Like right now I'm currently growing in a small corner cabinet.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally just doing amazing, you know? Yeah. Like I said earlier in the episode that I, you know, grew in a trash can. So, you could grow in anything, closets. So, if you, as far as, like, time goes,
yeah.
you know, you just, if you don't have much time.
Definitely auto flower.
Yeah, auto flower auto for flower, sure, flower, you know, and then dirt. Just keep it on, like, you know, just soil, straight soil. Yeah. Fox Farm. In that case, I would use like Fox Farm Ocean Spores because it's already heavy in nutrients. So you wouldn't really even have to feed it.
What about Happy Frog? What do you think about Happy Frog?
I stopped using, my plants burnt so much for some reason. So now like I just use, I just use straight Fox Farm Ocean Spores. I don't use soil. I mean, I don't use nutrients into a flower.
No.
So, because I'm straight every transplant, nutrient. Like you're adding more soil, fresh soil. That's, means fresh nutrients.
Gotcha.
Oh,
so.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, how interesting. So give us a quick cycle, like a step by step, if you will, like for I don't know, how often would you repot? Because I did the hydroponics, so I don't know anything about dirt. Teach me a little bit about dirt.
So as far as for me, I go from to a solo cup.
Yeah.
I sit there for a good, you know, month and a half, just depending on the genetic, you know.
Yeah. Until it gets a little bit past the sprout. It's got some roots coming out of the bottom.
Yeah, it's showing the roots. But I mean, still, like, I don't know. It's just me personally. I just wait until, like, it's like, I feel like, all right, cool. Like, let me go ahead and put it into a 2-gallon.
Yeah.
You know, so I go from there to a 2-gallon. And then it'll sit there for a good 2 months, depending, I guess, once again, with the genetic, you know, as far as how long it's gonna veg for. And I like to train my plants differently. You know, I like to I love lollipopping. Like,
yeah.
So I gotta make sure everything, there's no lower growth in the bottom.
Yeah.
I do heavy defoliation during that time. And I'm starting to flower a little bit, like, what, 4 months. So in total, like, I have a 4-month grow plan just straight out, and then
awesome.
By the time of like before 4 months, mm-hmm. I already have another grow setting up to getting ready.
Gotcha.
So
hell yeah,
it was perpetual grow. So
that's what's up. Good shit.
I dig that.
So yeah, I know nothing about. So you go to a 2-gallon pot at
2-gallon to 2-gallon to 5, and then that's 5. It. Okay. That's it. I would love to experiment with a 10. I have a 20-gallon pot.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Awesome. That was given to me by my neighbor.
That's the one you put some platinum or something like that in.
Yeah. That's just like something I just want to like veg forever something. Yeah.
Crazy, bro. Yeah.
That's funny.
Like a 10-foot plant. You got like a big enough favorite, root.
What's your favorite like shit? You're like, all right.
Oh yeah, and I just grow a little bush to put in the corner that you just pick nugs off of.
Crazy. Put it somewhere in the forest and make it the cloning tree.
Oh yeah,
and everyone just comes by and just like
it's like, know, the bush of Eden or something.
Takes a cut and clones it for themselves. I thought about doing that a while back. I thought about like planting a whole bunch of plants around the city,
just everywhere,
bro. Just everywhere, dude. It's Jesus everywhere.
Christ, people are going to be like pulling off into the median of the highway. Running. crazy. You know, the horrible part about it is that instead of like going over there and just snipping off one branch, someone would go over there and rip that hoe right out of the ground.
Yeah. Promise. Just take you. The whole thing. Oh, yeah.
And run.
But it's all good. You know, like to me
that's
personally,
why you
like.
Enough of them to wear.
Yeah. Like everyone take it. It doesn't even matter. Like just
go. It's not about that.
Yeah. Like it's cool because I always thought about doing that. Just put it in a tree, like plant.
The
around.
Ultimate stash and grab, bro. Yeah. I just spread 1,000 seeds around the beach. Have fun, y'all.
That was actually my first dash. My stash and dash. That was my very first stash and dash.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stoner's Religion. He actually picked up majority of them. I think two other people. I think, what was it? I did a lemon tree. I went around around my area, Newport News. And I did, that was my first one. And then I had a giveaway with my boy Stoner Depot.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. We were going to go to one of their events, the Stoner Olympics. We missed it out because of something family related to come up. But we definitely plan on trying to make it out there next year for sure. Hosted another one.
Nice, nice.
It should be. I know a couple people that were in it this year that were probably most likely posted up.
Yeah, I remember when it first happened last year. It was pretty sweet.
Hell yeah.
I didn't go, but I just...
Yeah, I watched some videos and stuff like that on it.
Like, I don't really go out much. You know, this is like my first time, like, you know, like I've been out here, what? Been to Virginia Beach like 4 times this year. Yeah. You know, I'm normally not over here. Okay. So, like,
how long you been in Virginia?
Oh, man, all my life.
Oh, damn.
Dude. Yeah.
So he's a native.
Yeah, but I just thought I don't come over here. I have no reason to come over here.
Yeah.
So. It's cool. Like now with me, like reaching out to like a lot of people, you know, and that's why I'm over here more now. Mm-hmm. You know, back then I didn't have a reason to come out to Virginia Beach. And like people like you, man, you guys are welcoming with open arms, and it's so amazing. Like I love the love in the city. The cannabis community over here is definitely going strong since we started.
Definitely. I've definitely seen the growth in the last year.
We're definitely making our strides to try and keep it together for sure. I mean, I know that there's a lot of restrictions still because there's a lot of gray areas and some crazy laws. You know, some people, you know, read it one way. Some people read it another. I mean, I've seen some crazy shit from county to county out here and stuff. And I mean, I can't wait for a federal legalization coming hopefully soon. And, you know, for the laws to be a little bit more clear, I guess. I mean, I hope one day this is looked at as, I say it all the time, as like a fine wine or a beer distiller, you know what I mean? I feel like it should be looked at on the same level as alcohol, but you know, it also has its place as medicine. It also has its place. I don't know, man. It's just,
it's crazy. Cause like, you know, if you look on the CDC website, you know, like VA, we're at 26.6 and opioids overdoses is crazy, man.
Yeah.
And like now that VA has fully made it possible so we can actually grow on our own plant that can help us like do that. Like people that, you know, especially like these vets out here too, you know, like it's so awesome. Yeah. it's awesome that we could get to grow this plant and then use that as a form of medicine. Now we could just grow, have it. But I don't want to touch on the laws too much because really it's like, it's cool. It's what it is. It's just like, it's so crazy, man. Cause it could be something one day and it'll be just the next day. I'm just enjoying the fact that we're, you know, making some steps forward and not backwards. Yeah.
We got General Assembly on the 7th to discuss laws in Virginia.
Yeah.
So I feel it, dude. I can't wait for shops to open up places, man, and for
2024 is
downer. But I'm just saying, like, I can't wait.
It would have been this year.
September, but
but he fucking
changed it to next
year. He changed it.
I hope to see more growers too coming up soon. Like even just personal growth.
Oh,
like,
man.
People just like, you know, sharing their experiences and like maybe like swap shows, like trade shows and stuff like
that. It's so awesome. I feel like with Virginia, you know, because we've been doing farming forever. Yeah. You know, like we're.
Yeah, I think we should adapt with the California. We've done a story on the California State Fair, where they're actually adding cannabis cultivation for like trophies and awards and stuff like that.
Like a cannabis cup.
Yes. Yeah. And that would be really cool. So, like, maybe not so much the Strawberry Festival, but go to the Strawberry Festival and have, like, a little judgment of cannabis cultivators and get, like, the flower tested and stuff like that, and then win based off terpene levels and stuff like that. Amazing. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Do our own when we have that event or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Next spring. That's going to be cool.
Get a couple unbiased judges.
So we haven't really put much out about it because we haven't really got everything together, but we're trying to put together like a Renaissance fair next spring.
Oh, that'd be sick.
For like maybe like 420.
Ooh. Like a that'd be dope because, you know, you could just, you know, have fun, you know.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of 420, what are you doing for 420?
Oh man, it's 420 always on my watch, so I can't really speak on that. It's just like a normal day, you know. Speaking as a grower, probably just work on my plants, but as a smoker,
definitely blazing up something.
Yeah, it's just a normal day, man. Yeah. You know, I don't really do anything too crazy.
I feel you.
So I just started popping out, really. So
yeah,
I dig it.
We're planning a little trip. We're going to go up to DC.
Okay.
And we're going to go hit the museums stoned. And then go to some stores and stuff like that and get even more stoned. And then eat some good food and then get stoned.
And then we're probably going to try and catch a medieval times.
And get stoned.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Get stoned.
I wanted to go to the museums. I ended up just going to the dispensaries up there, little shops and stuff like that. I liked it. It's a different environment over there.
Okay. Yes, it's definitely... definitely different of people that I've known that visited and stuff like that. The last time I visited DC, it was 2 months from when they legalized it.
Oh, wow.
So I haven't even been in DC since the legalization there and all that noise.
The last time I was in DC, I was like young, like
12.
Like 12, 13, maybe 14 at the most. It was crazy. Like a long, long, long time ago.
Like, just to speak on, like, you know, the grower as far as Virginia, you know, the fact that, like, I feel like we took off, man. We did well. Like,
yeah.
as soon as, you know, everybody was able to grow, people were handing out seeds, clones, grow shops are opening up around here. From Grovier to, you know, Grow Depot and all them. And, like, it's dope. It's dope. It's pretty dope. And then, you know, Homegrown VA, Richmond, definitely my guys out there. It's just crazy how, like, all these, we've gone so strong, like, in it. Everyone's growing now.
Hell yeah.
I get every day on Instagram, I probably get about 5 people asking me, hey, I'm a new grower. What do I need? So, like, it's gotten to a point where I just, like, I don't copy and paste anything. I'm literally up there, like typing that all out for you, you know?
That's amazing.
Because I have it, you know, this is what I would get.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing I have, copy and paste is just my hashtags.
Yeah.
You know, everything, if you message me tomorrow, you're going to get something completely different than I told somebody else. But, you know, it's awesome. Like, you just got to look at your different spaces. That's the first thing I ask. Like, what's the space you're trying to grow in? Like, how many plants? You know, and then boom, you got to ask yourself that so I can give you your answers.
Yep. When it comes to lights, what's probably one of your best recommendations?
Oh, man.
Because I use a Grower's Choice light, and let me tell you, from customer service to like the quality of the product and how well it worked, it was amazing all the way.
All right, so I'm just going to be real because I'm real with everybody.
Yeah.
So yes, even though I am sponsored, I could care less about that.
Yeah.
So what I'm worried about is, you know, what do you have in your pocket that you can get?
Nah,
so,
I feel it.
Like, all right, I'm going to let you know. Like, all right, cool.
Light.
You know, Mars Hydro, you know, definitely, definitely have some great lights. So. You know, and a lot of people give them crap. Customer service sucks.
Yeah.
But they're definitely good. Lights and Vivio Sun, definitely good. Spider Farmer, most definitely. You know, those, don't sleep on those brands. Like, I have a Vivio Sun, 4300 sitting in my 4x8, and it's been doing wonders.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't. People think, oh yeah, he's sponsored. He's gonna go ahead and throw this. Like, nah, I could care less. You know, just,
I feel it.
It's what you can.
I saw it. It looked pretty, and I was told that it, like, you know.
Oh, the Grower's Choice ones. Oh yeah, they're nice, bro. They're nice. Yeah, they're nice. GrowPro series. Mm-hmm. This is another company that I looked at. Oh man. These bar lights are looking nasty.
Oh yeah. So I mean, the original reason I went with them is because I wanted to get one of those panels, because like we had talked about, I busy lifestyle. So
yeah.
I was looking for a way to almost automate the system a little bit. And I mean, it worked out pretty. I didn't end up getting that panel. I ended up going with one of those plug-in ones where you plug the, you know.
Yeah, the timer. Yeah. I mean, that's what I tell everybody, you know, like get a digital timer and set it up to 18.6.
I was not happy with the analog timer. So
I just say make sure you get one with the backup battery just in case your power goes out.
Yeah.
You know, because those things suck. Once your power goes out.
Done.
It's just done. It just messes up the whole light cycle.
Yeah.
So at least when the light cycle messes up, you know, the power goes out. Yeah, of course, the power's not going to be on, but your timer is still going.
Yeah.
So once it's going at that time, it'll turn back on.
Exactly. I dig it. It'd be pretty cool to come up with some kind of backup system for it. Not quite a generator, but maybe like almost like a car battery style type thing that like runs like.
The lights just to click up. Yeah.
Just enough, like maybe like a few hours or something, just to give you that extra amount of time.
Until, yeah, but all these LED lights nowadays, they just take so much power, man. But it's good. It saves on money as far as like, you know, for a house, you know, it's good. But like for a small little battery, car battery, it's not.
Nah.
Yeah, it'd probably work for, you know, good 5 minutes.
Damn.
If you're sitting at 75% max, even 35, depending on what type of. All
right, so hit up Elon over there, bro. We got to talk to him about one of them Tesla panels and strapping growing lights to him.
Yeah. I've seen people use panels to light on LED lights, but I don't know how big they range
for. Oh man, yeah. That's the question, is how much power do we need to run in order to run grow lights? Like a whole entire grow tent ran off a panel. So that way it's not on your electric bill. Ooh, that's dangerous. Sorry, I'll stop there. Next.
People's mind right now.
Yeah, right.
That's funny. But you obviously, well, this is new to me. On May 20th. This year, your store's opening.
Correct. Yeah.
So why don't you tell us about the store?
Yeah. So a good friend of mine uptown, DWC, definitely follow him on Instagram. We're opening up a store together, 757 Cultivations. It's going to be in Newport News. It's going to be Debbie. So I'm excited. Very excited. Well, it's going to be sick.
To see y'all.
It's cool because we don't really have, as far as like, I mean, we got like I Love Hydroponics, you know, Flint's Hydroponics, definitely the pH is definitely one of the goats of all time. And then just right there on Demi Boulevard, man, it's like right where where I grew up at, you know. So excited. May 20th, definitely come check it out. We should be promoting it, heavy promotion here soon, so.
So what kind of items are you going to be featuring?
As of right now, we have Trim Bag, AC Infinity.
Okay.
Speaking of Vivia Sun, as far as for the tents goes and stuff like that. And then, Fish It. Just so many out of pad. I've just been going through it all like the past 2 weeks, contacting companies, and actually, you know, with my Instagram, you know, companies have been talking to me, so that's pretty cool. So I definitely like that. Let's see here. We want to do like, you know, small little like grower meetups, and not like the pop-up phase or anything like that, just like straight up like growers.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't really see much of those, you know.
Like a swap meet style thing.
Or not like a swap meet style.
Talk about like each other's techniques and things.
Yeah, Like, I mean, we could trade off plant. I really want, like, I know, I believe that Gene Traders does that too. But I want to have something like, you know, definitely something, just like something for the 757.
Yeah.
So like just the growers out here, because there's so many amazing growers out here. Like, especially now, like now we're able to come out, you know, and just, like people, like old growers been holding on like 60-year-old genetics, you know, passed down to them, and now they can finally do it. So it's awesome. So it's going to be a lot of, I see VA definitely doing it big as far as for growers, producing so many good strands coming up, you know.
I can't wait. It's going to be crazy.
I'm excited. Yeah. Well, definitely. This is a must. The one that you got here, keep that rolling in the tent.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's definitely a must.
So. I got what, 5 seeds left of this, so I'm definitely gonna rerun it.
Oh man,
yeah,
I can dig it. But yeah, so May 20th, 2022, come check out his shop over there in Newport News.
Yeah,
Newport News,
Demi Boulevard. Yep.
So you guys should go there. Maybe we'll go out there on opening day. Give him a little support in the 757, bro.
And then we might have a grand opening party at my boy's spot, Triple Effects, out there in Demi Boulevard too.
That'd be cool.
Nice little ultra lounge he got out there. Little nice bar. So yeah. Definitely some good music over there.
So, we definitely know a little bit about good music. Shout outs to Kato Wins.
And Family Ties.
He has open mic nights and stuff too.
Oh damn! There you go. And then a little shout out to Quick Wick for making this episode possible. Always. But yeah, open mic, dude. Why does he check that out, dog? You should, dude. That'd be awesome.
They ready for some of that Family Ties talent?
Oh, some of that flavor.
That was the intro, right?
The intro has some of our songs.
Oh yeah.
That's
some production, you know.
Yeah, the intro.
Ties production.
Intro is fire.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I was hitting my head.
We walked up to him.
He said, "The mics."
Yeah, we walked up to him and was like, "We need fire," and he spit that shit, bro. And it was. Yeah.
So I just want to speak about you guys real quick. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
So when I
reverse roles, bro,
listening to you guys.
Yeah.
All right. You guys were booming off of Instagram Live in the shed.
Oh yeah.
So if you guys don't know, you know, they started off in the shed, and I'm like, oh man, dude, late night hours and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And it was cool.
We're dads. We got a bunch of kids.
Yeah. And so then now, like, they're in this dojo. It's crazy. Like, it's wild. And the production, you know, is definitely A1 now. So that's what's up, man. The growth of it, you know, just watching you guys grow, like, it's definitely, you know, amazing. And then some of these companies out here that you guys hear on so far, they've started out here, you know? Yeah. I've heard so many names out here that dropped on here that now they're definitely up there now. So that's what's up.
I can dig it, man.
Mountain climb. Like, we're talking right up the face, like a cliff face.
Mountain man.
You feel me? Yeah. And, like, I mean, it's had its trying moments for sure, bro. I mean, shit. No bullshit. I think, like, the week before we got the deal and stuff, like, I had just gotten offered I was going to start a second job as a realtor, bro. You know what I mean? And I was like, man, I can't do this again. I can't step away and not maintain the focus on it. And a week later, dude, we got the phone call and was like, hey, we want you guys. And it was amazing.
I quit my job to open up this store to make time for 757 Cultivations.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's a sacrifice. You have something.
Yeah, but anyway, I was with the company for 6 years.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
So.
But it's the year of the Gemini.
Yeah.
Oh
Gemini.
Boy. Oh boy.
It's going to be awesome.
Year of the Gemini. Oh, so I had another question. What's your favorite genetics to grow? Like,
Man, don't put me there, bro.
Fancy seed. That's what everybody tells me.
Oh, yeah. No. It's like ethos, but... just shout out to Golden Ticket Seed Banks. I mean, I there's not really no specific ones, but I look at, you know, when I go on his website and I definitely get, you know, what I like for sure on there. So I got the ones I got growing right now are from 24 Fast Buds. They sent me a good collection of genetics. This is one of them that we're smoking right now. So definitely is fucking fire. So.
Oh, yeah. Smoking that fire. That was really good.
Appreciate that.
It was a really good strand, dude. Really good grow, too. Had that VA taste.
Yeah. Yo, but it's going to be dope, though, because, you know, we're going to have that, you know, like you were saying earlier, you know, we're going to have that, you know, that certain taste that you could tell, like, hey, you know, someone grew this out here, you know, because definitely Cali has that already, and then as well as Colorado has their own thing, so.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, like, I feel like damn near every state has, like, their own taste, man. It's something about, you know, the water. It's something about the atmosphere. Everything. Everything takes a toll or an effect on it in some different way. Not in a bad way, though. You know what I mean? I say it all the time. I believe all cannabis has its place in the market because all terpenes affect everybody differently.
Correct.
So there could be some booty ass strain that you may think is some booty ass strain.
Somebody else likes it.
Put somebody 6 foot in the dirt. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like they are just ready to take a nap the next 3 days.
it's like when everybody says like, was it always platinum? Platinum's like the hottest thing out here. Everyone has platinum. So it's just like, it's so funny. Cause like you have that person that is like, I love platinum. And you're like, I hate it. Yeah. But I love it. I love pressing platinum. Platinum is, for me personally, I love, like, I feel like it has the best yield and it has the nicest color.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, if I, when I grow, what was it? When I grew some platinum bubba a year ago, and man, like, just the yield of it was amazing.
Oh, yeah, I bet. That's platinum bubba, kush, bubba kush.
Yeah, all platinum them, cookies,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, they're all like, the big bulky nugs, and they're usually a high yield plant that give a good return. Smoke's pretty good too.
Yeah, definitely. Can't go wrong with that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Wiz.
Sorry, I was taking my pen apart. It's and like, it, I dropped.
You guys are like, you guys look so lit right now.
Oh yeah, getting ready to light another one.
Yeah, crazy. That's what's up.
Nuts. I've seen you drive off.
I was like, oh boy. Oh boy. Guess this pen is fucked. Sorry. Gotta bleep that out, kiddo.
Oh, you need a pen? Here you go.
No, I got a pen. It's like I forced it to stay open.
Do you have a favorite strain to smoke? Did we already cover
that? Oh, man. Oh, so.
What's your favorite strain? Overall.
Overall. So, I've never personally grown it, but I'm actually saving up for them. They're like $500 for a pack of five. But LA Kush Cake.
Yeah.
First time I smoked it was at a shop from Ravel, from DC. Ravel. And man, oh man, definitely that was a beautiful.
What was it called?
LA Kush Cake. LA Kush Cake, yeah.
I feel like I've had that before.
It's amazing. It smells so pretty.
Yeah.
It's like, it just has that nice palette. I don't know how to explain it, but this is a time too when I was just like, man, nothing was getting me right, you know. And then
now is that like your best high, or is that,
yeah,
that's just your, or so your best high and your favorite strain are the same thing? Because
correct.
I feel like my favorite strain is probably more of like a super lemon haze.
Okay.
But my best high comes from Gorilla Glue. Doesn't matter.
GG3, bro.
Anything, bro. Anything.
Yeah.
We're talking, you could put it on a, like, under the hood of a car and drive 10,000 miles and put it in the bowl and it would still smack me in the head like a 10-pound.
If you want to.
I fucking hate Gorilla Glue.
Fuck that, dude. It's so, I love it. It's, yeah. It's, Gorilla Glue actually is, it's I potent. Feel like it started, like, as far as, like, the strong, like, besides sour, but, like, it started at that whole nice, pretty, strong smell to it. But if we're going off like high, yeah, as far as like best high.
I got it chilling right over here, bro.
if it would be like the best high, I would say Pineapple Express.
Oh, that's a good one.
Man, and then Skywalker. So Skywalker OG, like I definitely
Skywalker is a good one. I like Skywalker OG. Oh,
dude, I had some Skywalker mixed with Gorilla Glue, and it was wild. Yeah.
I got this genetic Mace Windu. Or something. I forgot what it's with Skywalker, and it has something else into it. I forgot. But shout out to Joe from home.
Probably like Wookiee or something like that. What are you lighting up over there, man?
I have no idea. Whatever was that's not a vibes paper though. No, I'm just trying to catch that bag.
It's a zigzag.
It's a zigzag.
Zigzag.
Yeah.
What you go over there and get?
I was trying to see what the name of this shit was. It was called Strawberry Runts.
Strawberry Runts.
I had a pack of woods that I bought yesterday, and I wanted to try. One of my followers told me to try it. And then I didn't like it, so I ended up giving it to my boy over here. I knew someone smoked them, but I couldn't do it. I used to smoke them when I was younger, when I was a kid, like straight woods and Phillies and Dutches and games and man, Swish Sweets.
our rap of choice for the most part is the Dutch Master Palms.
Yeah, it was awesome. But I'm just strictly paper.
Dutch
now.
Master Palmas are for me. My automatic grab is Wildberry Dutch. Or is it Wildberry?
Oh, Wildberry, the purple one?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the
Berry Fusion.
Berry Fusion. Berry there Fusion. Yeah, yeah.
That's like my go-to.
It burns so nice.
Yeah, I like it.
It burns so
and
nice.
And like 10 years ago, my go-to was a Strawberry Dutch.
I have a problem, so I'm stuck on Backwoods.
Backwoods?
See, backwoods hurt my throat, man.
You know, I really like the Capones, bro. Like
the Capones are nice.
Those Capone single leaves or whatever with the glue strip on it and everything.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
Those things are nuts.
I feel like as I got older, like just like the tobacco feel, like just like when I wake up in the morning, I feel so groggy.
Yeah.
Like I had a style. I was smoking King Palms for a while. Shout out to King Palm because they actually have a picture of mine. On their page, you know, I was heavy pushing King Palm because I liked it. I liked enjoying it. I was always posting it, and all my followers were buying it and reposting me. And like, they actually sent me a care package.
Oh, awesome.
And I didn't even open it because I forgot it was even there. And I opened it and I just like ended up just giving it to a lot of people and stuff. But it was definitely worth it. And then I ended up switching over to papers.
Oh, yeah.
Papers.
Wiz has talked about that a couple of times, switching over to papers.
I love it. I smoke out of vibes, man. Like, so I used
Rawls OCB for me. I like OCB.
OCB, yeah.
Shout out to OCB.
They got just like these shops out there like selling super expensive. Well, at least where I'm at, I'm from. Like, they got them like $10 or so.
Yeah, I'm basic. I'd be smoking raw papers all the time.
Yeah, speaking of that, we got to buy all of our papers before we go to DC.
And the Marley papers, bro, dude. I used to smoke Marley papers.
You tried those Blazing Susans?
I just had a pack of those.
So what do you think?
They're all right. I mean,
they're whack.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't like them.
I feel like that's just me.
I've had a couple rip in my
life. I think they rip and then they run. Their runoff is crazy. Yeah. But hey, it's, you know, the people who like it, that's cool too.
Yeah.
Like,
see, I like the raw, like already made cones. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like they come already made.
Pre-made cones?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Those are amazing.
Those have blown up. Like, there's like. Oh, yeah. There's like the. There's a time I remember they're so hard to find because everybody was using them for pre-rolls, you know? It was just so like easy just to hand those out, man.
Oh, dude, we'll have to get you one next time we see you.
That's the best joint roller.
That is the best joint roller in the world. I shit you not.
Oh, Elements?
Shouts out to Elements on their cone rollers there. Check them out on Amazon, I believe, is the only place we can find them anymore. We bought an entire box, and we've literally been on a mission of handing them out to everybody because they're the best joint rollers.
It's so wild. This is my very first joint roller. I've never owned one.
It was my very first joint roller too. I just replaced my old one.
You sure you want to give this to me?
Well, no, not that one.
Oh, no, okay, not that one. I got the O.
Seriously, take it. We bought an entire OG back in the shit, a brand new one to give you. But like I said, take that with you.
Yeah.
We bought an entire box literally to give away to people because we're
that's promoting awesome.
Them. Like that's the best joint roller.
So it's strange because like I've rolled blunts and shit.
Yeah.
I've never actually physically, you know, rolled the paper. I always rip it. Mm-hmm. And I just like kept forcing myself. Like I just, they'll be all messed up. And I just started forcing and it just started coming up naturally. But this is definitely going to come in handy for my king size. So
hell yeah.
Definitely. I appreciate that. Thanks, you guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. We got our homeboy over there, Pitbull.
Oh, yeah.
We got his. Because he had the one and it ended up breaking. And Pitbull started, stopped selling them.
Yeah. I don't know why. It's the best one. No bullshit. So we went on Amazon. We got an entire box of them. And we're just going to give them away.
That's it.
We got some easy splits.
Oh, yeah, dude. I just
shout out the easy split.
The what?
The easy split.
I talked over you, my bad. Okay. So we bought an entire, I think it's like a 48 bucket or a 50 bucket of easy splits, and we've been giving those away too because all we smoke for the most part is the Dutch Master.
Oh, okay, okay.
And like, you literally, like, it's, I think Wiz has one on his book bag, but you just slide it right down the fucking thing and it splits it open perfectly every time.
Instead of splitter.
Cracking and all
oh,
that.
Oh, those. Yes, okay, bro. Yeah. I was trying to picture it in my head. I was like, I feel like, yeah, those things come in handy. Definitely. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So, like, I love the little chain, if you will, that comes on it and everything because you can put it on.
Yeah, because you can attach it on your keys. Anyway. Yeah.
Fucking mint.
It's so convenient.
I have one on my wallet, too.
Yeah.
I got on my wallet. It's actually here, right here. These papers that I have, these vibes, I always keep it in my wallet, and then I always have a grinder with me. So like,
oh, that is tough.
Yeah. So
shit,
like,
bro.
I just
what? Hold on. What the fuck is that?
That's like a grinder.
Grinder, bro.
How does that work?
So tough.
So funny story. So, we were driving. It was in LA, and we didn't have a grinder. And I ended up finding this card there. Card at the shop. I was like, I'm gonna just get this. And then I just keep it in there every time we use it. And I never thought I would use it. And I've used it so many times because everyone forgets a grinder. And I hate like breaking up buds with my finger. I could, but it's just so annoying now.
It's a card that grinds weed.
That's amazing. Shout out to whatever company fucking made that amazing.
Oh yeah, but whoever actually like fully patented that, oh man, they're rich.
Oh yeah.
They're rich.
So the black part, you'll take the nug and go like this.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whichever side.
Oh, whatever side.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Dude. Yeah, you just put on the paper.
Where'd you get this from?
I got the Herb Guards actually send that to me. I gave my old one to a buddy of mine. Cause he's
dude, that's so convenient.
Yeah, it just amazing. Slides into your wallet, and that's it.
Herbguard.com. We'll have to check that shit out.
Yeah, right?
So yeah.
Herbguard, man.
Yeah, they sent me a nice little box where I keep all my stuff at.
It's pretty dope.
Key. That's crazy. Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. You good over there, bro?
Pretty fucking
stuck.
Stoned, bro.
You look stuck.
You look stuck as fuck over there, man. What you looking at the time, bro? The time right here.
So I'm gonna record this real quick, and this everyone is gonna see it on the story, but they're not gonna understand why. So,
you're good.
My man's just stuck.
He's stuck.
Chilling. Still smoking.
But other than that, you see that
like fucking right turn, that left turn it took? That was fucked up. Force field, dog.
I was waiting for it to roll so I could catch it without fucking getting any on the tail, but it didn't happen.
I feel ya.
So, what's So what's your guys' favorite strand out right now, like that you've been, you'll go right now and get it again?
Get it again?
Yeah.
Oh. White Rhino. All fucking day. You have to bleep that out.
That is great.
Yeah. All day, dog. All day. See, again, a very, 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 very close second, Biscotto Oreos. I got that out of the sports Portsmouth dispensary, bro. Blew my socks off.
What is it? White Rhino. I haven't had that since I'm old, man. So I haven't had that since like middle school. Like
it's an old school strand.
So, you know, speaking of old school strand, I'm actually growing AK-47.
And that's amazing.
One of my favorite strands as a kid.
You know. Speaking of old school strand, we actually smoked a land race the other day, Afghan Kush
Oh man, nice.
Like it was Afghan.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's so hard to find that, you know, like,
and it
real
was like Virginia Afghan.
Yes, it's so awesome. It's so, I don't know, man. Like, I don't really touch on that. I know someone who has actually been lined up with that, you know, from generations and stuff like that.
Yeah. So you ready? Ready? Bonus story. Me and Mount Man knows the inventor of White Widow.
Ooh, how crazy is that?
How crazy is that?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Grit from Seedsman. So it was great. It was awesome. It's such a classic.
Oh, yeah.
It's such like...
Like, I saw his, like, Canna Cup of the Year, Canna Grower of the Year, like, all his trophies and shit. Oh, yeah, wow. It was amazing.
That's amazing.
That's probably like the best feeling to get, have a strain out there.
Because we were like, we were talking to him and he was like, oh yeah, I invented that. And I was like, what?
What?
He's like, here's my resume.
It was crazy. Shit was nuts.
Yeah, that's sick.
Super cool, dude, though.
But for being on the East Coast, real quick, what West Coast bud would you like to see out like our way more, more often?
Man, so it would have to be an official cookies like store. Like, I would love for us to get a cookie store.
That would be dope.
You know, cause like I've never actually tried anything like as far as like
real. I know, cause we're giving truffles to the East Coast cause they're starting a store out west. Yeah. So it's like it would just be nice to have. Well, cookies is out in Florida, right? Yeah, cookies is in Florida right now.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as like. You talking about for us or just East Coast in general?
Well, yeah, more us, yeah. Or East Coast. I would like a cookie shop near us.
No, Jungle Boys is growing. They're coming out with someone in Florida now.
Yes, yes.
Florida's amazing with their laws up there. There's that. As far as for cultivators. And
stuff. Yeah, because DeSantos is a G. That's why.
It's crazy.
He was like, "Y'all want marijuana?" There you go.
There you go.
Give freedom to your people.
Really? Really? So it was actually awesome to have you on our show, dude. It's been a long time waiting because I know I asked you a couple months ago. I know I did.
Yeah, yeah. But you guys have been booming, man. Like,
finally linking up in the schedule, man.
I think it's a perfect time for, you know, everybody, you know, so definitely like you guys have definitely have blown up since I first seen you guys. And it's awesome. I mean, look, we're over here.
No, I know.
In a dojo, man. Yeah, he's got a dope ass producer right next to me. Like, he literally sat here and we just sat here and chilled while my guy was setting up these mics. And shit is awesome. Definitely. Sure. Like, super professional.
I can't wait until you just have to sit by a little board.
Did you guys ever save one of your old live videos?
Oh yeah, dude. I have everything.
Save that for you. Save that for the documentary.
You know, oh yeah, right.
Oh yeah. And I have a whole bunch of stuff saved on the laptop, like us doing the skit or doing something, and I forget to hit pause or whatever. And we end up talking for an hour, like bloopers and stuff.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
We actually did a creepy pasta live one time with all the bloopers in it. It was pretty dope.
It's going to be sick. Yeah, definitely. Like, what's up?
But speaking of creepy pasta, our pre-puzzle we're working on is like dope. Like I was listening to our, 6 minutes. Yeah, I was listening to Kato mess with all this shit in there earlier, and it's turning out pretty good.
Kato wins.
Pretty excited. We'll have part 2, 3, and 4 out very soon. Definitely.
Another thing in part one.
Oh yeah, part one's like really, it's blowing up.
Bless you.
Bless you. Holy crap.
Salute. That must have been your nug there. First shot of that when I took the hit of that. What's it called again? Something runs.
Forbidden runs.
The first time I took that hit of that forbidden runs.
Oh my god.
The same thing gave me like that little.
I forgot to put it on silent. Sorry guys.
I thought it was gonna be me.
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
I said the question is, what are we gonna eat after?
Oh my.
Oh.
Like, starving Marv. Dude, we had chicks earlier. Chicks, oyster, whatever, yeah. Oyster bar over there on the ocean front. We drove 40 minutes just to sit on their fucking dock.
And it was closed.
And it was closed.
What's a good spot over here? You know, like I said, I don't come out.
Oh, man.
You know.
Okay, real quick. Man, no, like out here or out at the beach?
I mean, it don't matter for real.
Okay, out on the beach, the first spot I'm going to tell you to go to is Moss down on 10th Street.
Well, that one's pricey, though.
But if you like sushi, that's the spot for like fresh made in front of you sushi. Another one is another. Yeah, what do you like?
It's cool. Yeah, it don't matter.
Another one is Chicks down by. It's right next to Moz. Okay. There's another Chicks down there, and then Black Angus. Right? Oh, is it Black Angus? Black Angus. And if you want to take your if you want to take your girl out to an expensive ass steak dinner, go to Roost Chris in Town Center.
Or
yeah, it's like $200 steaks and shit, like cold.
Oh yeah,
beef.
I'm broke, man.
Right. McDonald's down the street.
Yeah, McDonald's. Spent that $4.44 real quick.
Nah, I'm just feeling.
If she's down for the $4.44, it's all love.
What are you guys talking about over there?
I was going to cuss him out because he's playing with the mic stand, which causes feedback. Every little, anything, if you're touching this table.
Yeah.
Production, look at
this. Next time you just say, hey, Mount Man, you're fucking up, dog. You're fucking up.
Like a toddler, bro. I give my kids the same look the time.
Well, we're at that point in our production of our podcast where it's like, we're Ricky Bobby. We don't know what to do with our hands. Yeah. Because usually we're doing stuff. Like,
do it by hand. Just put them at your side.
If your producer's
Bobby.
Not doing this for you guys, like what he's doing over here, like it's not doing anything. I go find a new
like,
one.
Like, it's amazing.
Definitely A1.
It was actually a real enjoy to have you on the show. On our spotlight episode, that was yeah, pretty thoughtful of you. Yeah, actually, yeah, it's our second
episode
one.
Three.
No, two.
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 Episode two.
Yeah. I definitely appreciate that, though. Definitely. I want to, if I could add in here, I'm doing this Summit Grow for Megro. You know, it's April 16th.
That was my last question. He's
answering it. Go ahead. I don't want to take the spotlight. Go ahead.
No, you're good. What events are you attending or doing coming up?
So I'm going to be a demoer for Trimbag at a Summit Grow, Megro. I believe you guys got until, well, it depends on when this episode airs. I know they're doing like a cannabis cup style. Who has the best like a strain as far as smell?
Oh, taste, that's amazing!
That's awesome.
Nug size, definitely those guys are doing a big.
I'm a nug size guy.
Yeah.
So you said you're doing a Medgrow.
Yeah, Medgrow.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. We that's actually awesome. Spoke. We spoke. What was it 2 days ago?
Nice. And, we actually smoked a 14 gram can of gar with him.
Oh.
That's right.
That's Medgrow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, I'm glad he's doing well.
That cannabis event.
The expo or whatever. Expo.
That's why I went there when it first started. I was like baby 75. Like no one knew.
Yeah,
but you know what? I'm not gonna lie to you. Actually, like three people knew who I was. Yeah. So it was cool because I had my shirt on and he was like, oh man, like I gave him my stuff. I was like,
you probably passing walked out my, past our table.
My and slaps. We probably, yeah.
We were out
yeah.
there with a pickup truck and a camper. We stayed up there all weekend.
No oh, or, yeah, I met, I finally met Alive, someone Alive.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. But I really enjoyed Medgro because he chilled with us for like all night.
Oh, and wow.
We got a lot of knowledge from him.
Big Worm.
Big Worm. Yeah. And then Johnny Marijuana Seed.
Oh, he was.
He was cool. He was. He basically, I don't know if this is illegal or not, so I'll let Kato know if we got to take it out. But he basically taught us how to take CBD seed and turn it into a THC plant.
Oh, wow.
Using like acid. Remember he was telling us that shit?
Yeah.
Like an acid bath and you like change. Like it's crazy, bro.
I would love to see that. I would love to see that. That whole process sounds amazing. I would love to hear the process of that and see it.
Yeah. And he gave out a whole bunch of seeds. Like his name. He was just walking around giving seeds out, like just
like Johnny Marijuana Seed.
It's funny because like when I got there, it was cool because you know, like I said, three people, recognized who the brand was, and it's awesome just like getting those three people like yay, you know, it's awesome.
What are you doing over there?
What? It's just small.
I don't know what it says.
You were using the face? Oh. Is that a...
Is that the...
Toast crunch?
Funny. Funny.
Good shit.
Bruh.
I love it.
All right, well... I'm about high. How about you?
Yeah, right. I'm working on this right joint over here still. Here, yeah, take man. A...
Well, this is the end of every show right here. I'm about high.
Yeah. End of every show. But, well, anyway, why don't you guys go out to Instagram and give some love to 757 Cultivations. Just look them up. And also, their YouTube at youtube.com/757Cultivations. I haven't been there yet, and I apologize, so I'll go check out let you know how the content is on that.
Yeah, you're good.
And if you guys got any questions, you guys can email us at toketalkradio@outlook.com or at our IG at the roundtable 757 underscore 757. Sorry. Got anything to say, bro? And there's a message.
I got, I would like to add though, subscribe to these guys, man. I see you guys doing big and definitely I've seen it from the first time I seen you guys to now.
I appreciate it.
So, the brand is strong. Definitely protect it and keep going, man. I'm proud of you guys.
Most definitely. Yeah. Thank you.
And especially all these content creators, too, and out here. So, definitely continue on grinding for sure.
Hell yeah.
You do the same, dude.
Fuck yeah. No bullshit.
Word.
We've seen nothing but great things.
Just remember, May 20th, 2022, his shop opens up over there in Newport News. Go check him out and give him love there.
Yep, May 20th in Denby Boulevard. Me and my boy Uptown DWC. Give him a follow on Instagram. Shout out to Triple Effects. And shout out to everybody who's been following me. And appreciate everybody. Thanks, guys.
And, make sure you follow his Instagram for the website that's coming up, right?
I'll have the website link on there as well.
There we go.
I post up there. Usually I post it every day, so you'll see it on my story.
And look out for our Creepypastas coming out, episode 2, 3, and 4 of, what was the title again?
Oh, I died for 6 minutes.
There we go.
Whoa.
In Saul Heaven.
Let me get epic.
But until those come out, always remember, keep your tinfoil hats and your bowls close. You never know what may happen.
Peace, y'all.
And this has been another episode of The Spotlight, brought to you by Toke Talk Radio.